T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When did you first start hearing this?
Sometime last week. But I think it's louder now.
Don't move. Just listen carefully. Where do you think it's coming from?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, you seem very, very proud of your homeland.
Indeed I am. You know, I miss it. Being here in France, I miss it back home. And I bless the rains down in Africa.
Right, right. Like the song.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
It's the lyrics to the Toto song, Africa.
I'm not familiar with that. But at any rate, it's going to take a lot to drag
me away from you.
From you? That's what I was going to say.
Do we do it in harmony?
That's so bizarre. I was going to say, drag me away from you from this great interview.
My name is in your mouth. That's what makes me mad.
This is amazing.
My name is in your mouth, so it must be about me.
Wow.
Right. That's what I said.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah.
Right. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That is a stupid observation, Ken.
Baby, that's what's up. That's how you do it. No.
But don't bogart that joint.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Just pass it around.
Kevin and Bean are dicks.
Let's get baked.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
This is nuts. Just weighing in over here. This is bonkers.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 30th of June. You know what we want?
What?
You know what we need?
Incredible.
Is
it time of the year again?
Right.
July 4th is here.
Who's with me?
Let's start.
I'm with you.
Let's start. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. The neighborhood's grilling, chilling outside. Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's that summer glory when I get to celebrate USA's story. Turn up and day's just starting. I brought a picnic, this cheese is Havarti. It's a holiday, our nation's birthday. Red, white, and blue all over the place. It's so hot, I can't believe it. A nice cold drink, you're gonna need it. But I'm fresh, I'm looking real mean. Blocking UV SPF 15. Paper plates with patriotic doodles. Wave a tiny flag for my pool noodle. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. Sip my soda on the mud, 4th of July. 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 Friends crowd the grill, I know why. Burgers smell delicious, I can't pass by. You take my buns, I'll take yours. Anyone know who brought this fruit skewers? Check my t-shirt, there's an eagle on it. I love the 4th, and you can bet on it. Ask my cousin, ask my aunt, and my third cousin, he never fronts. Pledge allegiance to fun in the sun. I'm proud to be American. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. Love the fireworks, got me pimping hard, look the sky. 4th of July. 4th of July. Everybody. 4th of July. 4th of July. Can I just say, it's been a good day. Real quick, shout to mama. July 4th is second to nada. Walking home with an empanada. 4th of July. 4th of July.
Right.
4th
of July. Right, 4th. Right, 4th of July.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
this is crazy. She's doing the 4444 thing, you know, and the Jay-Z album 444 just came out today.
Right?
I think Rosa G and Jay-Z may have something going on and maybe some sort of a storyline here that I'm not familiar with. That's a weird coincidence.
Huh. I mean, she was referring to a date.
Right, but I'm just saying, it's just weird. It's 444 and today, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rosa G and Jay-Z, maybe that's who Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with. It's Rosa G.
That's where Lemonade came from?
Maybe she's Becky Rosa. With the good hair. You guys ever think about that?
Maybe she's Beyonce. You ever think of that?
Whoa! Mind blown.
Yeah, no problem.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
We have just uncovered the biggest conspiracy in rap history right here.
Or nothing at all.
How dare you?
I'm saying one or the other.
Wow. That sounded good, though, didn't it?
Sure did.
I love that Rosa G. Hey, do we have time for a great story before we get going?
Sure.
This is out of Texas. Boy, there are a lot of, you know, my complaint is always not enough information. There's a lot of questions I have about this one.
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion, though, that you don't need all the answers you think you need.
No, I really do. I really, really do. This happened back in 2015, but it's back in the news now because the trial has just concluded and the young man involved has been convicted. March 23rd, 2015, Texas Department of Public Safety trooper was traveling on Interstate 35 in northern Comal County when he stopped to investigate a plastic children's slide along the access road that he noticed had been moved. All right?
Okay.
Never know. I mean, this is the thing about being a police officer. You walk up to a scene, you have no idea how weird it's going to get. He approached a vehicle nearby and found inside 56-year-old Charles Robert Rancier. Inside the vehicle, the officer noticed a girl's swimsuit laid out perfectly on the driver's side floorboard.
Oh, no.
As well as a melted candle wax and a tube of lubricant on the dashboard.
Oh, no.
Rancier was only wearing a pair of jeans and had melted candle wax on his chest. This is him sitting in his car on the side of the highway, okay?
All right.
The swimsuit, the candle wax, no shirt. Upon asking permission to search the car, the officer said Rancier tried to break a syringe that he had in his hands. The syringe ended up testing positive for traces of meth, according to the lab in Austin. After his arrest, authorities searched the car again and found multiple items of children's clothing.
Oh, no.
Barbie dolls, candy, balloons, baby oil, Viagra, extends male enhancement,
duct tape, rope,
and a cooler with frozen cucumbers.
Yay!
Previous cases against the man included him being found in 2012 naked by authorities, admitted to committing a deviant sex act involving a squash.
Oh, my.
In 2014.
The vegetables are not safe from this man.
In 2014, police responded to a call at the baseball fields off Loop 337 where they found Rancier wearing nothing but women's stockings and, again, engaging in a deviant sex act with vegetables.
Is that against the law?
Well, this is what's confusing to me. Nowhere in any of this story does it suggest that any other people were involved, including children, okay? The guy seems to have some sort
of... The kids' clothes, but no kids.
No kids anywhere involved in any of his previous 9 felony arrests.
It's a 9 felony?
No, he's had 9 previous felony arrests. So I don't know what the circumstances went into the jury making their decision, but he was charged with and convicted of tampering with physical evidence, which I assume would be breaking the syringe, maybe? I mean, that's the only thing in the story that is mentioned, and possessing less than a gram of methamphetamine. His sentence, life in prison.
What?
And a $10,000 fine. Again, love to have that information in the article. Mm. Don't know. It seems like a pretty minor charge to be. It doesn't even seem like it's a felony to have methamphetamine, I guess, maybe?
Maybe with all those other felonies.
Maybe like Kevin said, it's just too many strikes or something like that. So you can see why there are so many questions involved in this particular story. But no police officer wakes up and wants to get involved with a guy having deviant sex act with a squash. That should never be part of your
day. If it was, I'd be a police officer.
Yeah. You do not want that guy to bring salad to the barbecue.
Nope. No.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you know what?
No, we're good. We're all good. We got everything covered.
We're fine.
Don't worry. Just show up.
You don't need
to bring anything, honest. We're good.
Maybe don't show up. Maybe if we did it that way, maybe just don't be there. So there you go. That's something to think about this weekend.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
right?
Uh-huh.
Keep it 100. We're going to do today, like we do on Fridays. We have a brand new internet roundup for you. It's Friday, so we have the movie beat. We also have your tickets for Cal Jam 17, which, of course, is Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age, and a whole lot more. And we've got the director of Baby Driver, Edgar Wright, in studio as well.
Yay!
Very excited by that. That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Kevin and Bean.
You guys suck. Both you guys suck.
LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
Hey, Ruff Garman.
Who do you like? Who do you like this weekend? Anybody put any money down?
Despicable 3.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
What else is there to talk about?
But is there a fight?
I assumed it was a box office showdown with all those big movies. No?
No!
Oh, sorry.
Is there a fight?
No!
Who do we like this weekend?
Who do we like this weekend?
You got me, man.
The big Nathan hot dog competition on Coney Island.
Mugs, right.
Yeah. No. 100%. Mugs is a rook compared to these guys. You like Joey Chestnut? You like Megatoad? Which way are you feeling? Think maybe this is the year that Sonya the Black Widow Thomas comes back and reclaims her record?
I don't think a woman will. Oh, really? She's won it before?
They have two categories. Being they've got the female competition.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Around 11 o'clock. And then around noon, 12:40 after introductions.
And you gamble on this, do you?
Oh, hell yeah. Kobayashi paid for my house. Kidding me?
What happened to him?
He's still in. He still competes.
Okay.
Yummy.
I don't get these extreme eating competitions.
You don't get them.
I don't get them.
They're trying to eat more than other people.
No, I understand that. I don't understand what the appeal
of it
is.
That's all there is.
For anyone, including the person doing it. Much less the people watching.
I don't like fun.
I don't like competition of any sort or people who succeed.
It seems like a terrible idea.
I like losers who stay stagnant.
Are people joyous? Then I don't like it.
Could people do less things and just sit more still for me, please?
Look, there's no reason to eat 70 hot dogs in an hour.
There's no reason to do anything. There's no reason to get into a ring and punch another guy. There's no reason to climb a mountain. There's no reason to get on a long piece of wood and go on top of waves off the coast of a country.
I agree with all of that.
There's no reason. You don't have to need a reason.
You know, I came out here, I knew what I had to do. And it's 4th of July. I was just having fun eating hot dogs.
Right.
See? Perfect.
Guys having fun.
It's been going on for 101 years, by the way, this competition.
Wow.
Yeah, it's time to let it go.
All right, Grinch.
The Grinch who stole hot dogs. New Dr. Seuss book.
Is that on TV? Is it on the Ocho or anything, Ralph? Can we see it?
ESPN 2.
Oh, wow. All right.
Graduated up to the 2.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, what's worse than losing a tooth?
A lot of things.
What if you're on stage when it happens?
Oh, not as much.
What if you're Corey Feldman and you're performing on stage and you lose one of your teeth?
That's the best thing to happen because now we're talking about Corey Feldman.
That's true. He and his band were performing in Milwaukee last Wednesday night when he lost one of his teeth on stage and had to stop and implore the audience to keep an eye out for it.
Oh, no.
Did he think he was going to reattach it?
I get the sense that it's not an organic tooth.
A veneer.
Or perhaps a bridge or something like that. But good for him. One lucky lady in the audience found Corey Feldman's tooth.
Hey, everybody, if you don't mind, just take a second and look around you here and see if there's
I'm going to bring things down for a moment. I want to dedicate this one to my tooth. It's very special to me, and if any of you see it out there, I'd love for you to bring it up here on stage. Thanks so much.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to sing till we find it, so everybody look around.
Well, that's a win-win for everybody at the Corey Feldman Show. That's the truth.
I'm sure there was not a huge crowd that had to part to look for
that. That's a good point, too.
Probably pretty sparsely attended.
How dare you?
Just saying. The one guy in the audience.
How dare you? I got so much to talk about in no time. Well, I'll be back in a little bit.
You used it well, though, with Corey Feldman. I like that story.
Yeah, it is a good
one. It's my favorite.
Today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. How great is he as an actor, by the way?
The best.
He strikes me as a person who's mentally unstable.
He is nuts.
Like squirrels should collect him from a tree, nuts.
Yeah.
But it works in our favor?
Yes. Well, not only acting, but also his musical career. Remember, he's a hamster.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel? I have nothing in common with wheels. Sure, I run on it sometimes, but if I don't, some jerk with a smelly hand will put me on it and try and spin the wheel. Try and teach me how to spin on it for the 100th time.
Yeah.
I'm a hamster with a chip on my shoulder.
And that, my friends, is real.
He's the best.
Remember 15. Mystic Pizza?
Yes.
So good.
Remember Adventures in Babysitting?
Yes.
He was Thor.
Don't F with the babysitter.
Full Metal Jacket?
Detective Robert Gorin.
Kingpin?
I'm out.
On Netflix? Daredevil?
Yeah.
Allie's got a blank look on her face.
No, I love Daredevil. I watched it, and he was great and creepy. I watched it the day it came out.
Mike Tyson's 51 years old today. Monica Potter's 46. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Michael Phelps is 32. And K-Flay. K-Flay, right?
K-Flay.
K-Flay.
K-Flay. He's the chef.
K-Flay. No, that's Bobby Flay.
Okay.
K-Flay is a singer, and right. He or she is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Kevin and Bean Show, mornings on K-Rock.
You represent the absolute worst.
LA and OC's alternative rock, Carol Q.
Car horns have been around for a long time, over 100 years.
You a honker, Bean?
No, not
You don't honk ever?
No, I won't say ever. I'm a honker in an emergency. In somebody's coming and doesn't see me or something like that. Yeah, I'll honk to let them know.
What about the person that's sitting there not paying attention and they could turn right, but they're just not?
Yeah, you honk.
I give them a pretty wide berth. I am not a 1 second after the light changes honk.
Right.
Although I will tell you, increasingly, you see that happen more and more as people are looking at their phones while they're at the light. That does happen more and more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'll honk after a while, but I'm not a big honker, no. But there's an interesting research study that is going on. Where is this? Is this Korea, right? Yeah, in Seoul, South Korea. They're trying to find a more pleasant-sounding car horn. Because the one that we all know and love, they say, is just it's annoying, and it's sound pollution is a problem. So they're looking into it, and they have come up with what they think is the perfect solution to replace the car horn that we now know. And you're not going to believe what it is. So let's find out a little bit more of this information from the lead researcher on the study. He is Professor Myung-Jin Bae from Sungsil University in Seoul, South Korea. How are you, Professor?
I am well. How are you?
We're good.
Doing great. I'm a little bit surprised to find out that anyone in 2017 is spending time researching car horns. I feel like that's something that's been settled.
Oh, do you?
Yes, he does.
Well, bite me. It is my life's work. And I have you know, Mr. Smarty Pants Round Eye, that he is a bigger problem now than ever before.
And how do you mean that, sir?
Oh, here's what I mean. Electric car.
Right.
If you're walking cross street, do you hear an engine noise of a car coming down the street?
No, it's silent. That's true.
Oh, now all of a sudden it seems like a big deal to you now.
I see.
Okay. Well, those electric...
How do you let a passenger know you're coming if they do not see you, and then you have to use your car horn?
Right, yeah, those electric cars have horns, though. They already have horns that they're using. What's wrong with those horns?
The horn that we use, which has been introduced since 1908, has been proven to be a very distressing sound for people.
Oh, I see. So if it's not an emergency, you don't want that distressing of a sound.
Well, it's too irritating and distressing.
Okay.
Too much stress. You can have an equally efficient and successful sound without the blaring sound that we have used for all these years. So, why not have a progress when it comes to that sound?
So something less startling.
Yes.
Okay.
This sound has been forever. Sound is the basis of all horns since 1908.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So we have created a research project where we go and we taste other sounds, and we have a panel of 100 people help us decide which better car horn sounds.
Okay.
And what did he come up with? What did the research tell you, sir?
This is number one sound that would be best replacement on all automobiles, and I'd like to have it happen.
Okay.
That's a duck.
Yes, very good.
But if you're driving,
you win, lady.
Okay.
But if you're driving in that electric car and you make that sound, somebody is not going to think, "Hey, a car's about to hit me." They're going to think there's a duck next to me.
Hold on. Hold the phone. Now, if you're in New York City,
right,
and you're trying to cross Broadway,
right,
and you hear that sound, you're going to think
there's a duck.
There's a duck next to you.
Right.
Okay, you have a special problem that we don't have time to handle right now. There are many other sounds also to people, but would be a successful replacement for
okay.
One.
Like what?
All right, like what?
This bird is very popular. Yes. But then somebody might take an elephant.
Right? Right?
No.
Because you don't want to take an elephant's there.
Next to them.
Right?
In city.
Uh-huh.
Because that person should wear a helmet at all times.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Other popular ones did not quite make the cut, but a lot of people love this one. Lady Gaga!
Oh, that is startling and awful.
People jump out of way automatically.
Yeah, I bet.
That's
running
jarring.
And never look back.
That's yeah, too scary.
It is. Yeah. It's too much.
This was popular.
Oh,
a lightsaber.
Yes, but then people thought Obi-Wan Kenobi was standing next to them.
Yeah. Right?
This is a good one. If you're on a light and someone's not moving, you're like, oh, come on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. What's wrong with you?
So good.
I love that.
Yes,
that's great.
That's a good one. As is this one.
Come on now. No. I don't know that we need that.
Oh. What if you don't feel so good when you're driving your car?
Oh, no.
Right, but that's... Oh, we were just... Professor.
Come on.
Everything was fine. It's a terrible horn.
I would get out of the way of that car.
Yeah.
I got some stuff you just gotta try. What is it?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
Someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What a batch. What a batch this weekend. Maybe the strongest movie weekend in a long time.
Wow. It's almost like it's a holiday weekend. Lots of people have off.
Oh! Let's start off with 13 Minutes. It's in limited release. This is the feel-good hit of the summer right here, 13 Minutes. This is a story of George Elser's attempt to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Remember, in November of 1939, George tried to make that happen, and he was arrested. So while he's in confinement, he recalls the events leading up to his assassination attempt, and he was just 13 minutes away from killing Hitler and changing the course of history as we know it.
How about a little more effort next time?
Just 13 minutes
wow.
away from Hitler's death. The movie is riveting, and I think you'll find the dialogue compelling. Here's some clips from the trailer of 13 Minutes.
Und die Juden, die werden bestohlen und gequält. Irgendjemand muss den Wahnsinn noch aufhalten.
Irgendjemand, aber nicht du oder ich.
Eine Bombe von so einer Durchschlagskraft hätte er niemals alleine konstruieren können.
Wer sind ihre Hintermänner?
Du kannst nicht mehr aus ihm rauskriegen als die Wahrheit. Wir legen die Wahrheit fest.
Hast du das getan?
Wenn der Mensch nicht frei ist, stirbt alles ab.
You are all going to die tonight.
Sounds good.
Right?
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, Christian Friedel, Katharina Skuttler, Burkhard Klaubner, and sure. Johann von Bülow all star. So it's great to see them back together again.
It's a great team.
The Little Hours in limited release. This looks funny. Alison Brie, Dave Franco, Kate Micucci, Aubrey Plaza. Story of a young servant who flees from his brutal master and takes refuge in a convent full of just nuts nuns. Just emotionally unstable, crazy, sex-crazed, drug-crazed nuns. And it all happens in the Middle Ages. Let's not forget that. It's called The Little Hours. It looks very funny. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Filthy conversation.
Mind your own business.
Did you roll your eyes?
No.
You were rolling your eyes.
I'm not gonna lie, they can be very tough.
What is this shit?
It's a turnip.
That's not a turnip, it's shit.
What is wrong with her?
She is on drugs!
Eating blood? Do you think I've ever written down eating blood before? Where am I?
It looks so stupid and good.
Looks so funny. Also opening up this weekend, Despicable Me 3. Ah, the kids love themselves some Minions. And now, Gru is back. But this time we meet his more successful twin brother, Drew. Drew and Gru team up for one last criminal heist. Steve Carell returns as the voice of Gru. Kristen Wiig is back. Trey Parker, Miranda Cosgrove. Great cast. for Despicable Me 3. Here's some clips from the trailer.
It's some kind of monster.
Wait, that's not a monster. That's a man wearing shoulder pads. There's only one supervillain whose fashion sense is quite that dated.
Freak!
Balthazar Bratt.
Agent Brucey, are closing fast.
Yes!
Wait, why? What did you call us?
Brucey, you know, Gru and Lucy mushed together. Brucey.
Oh, I like it, but not a lot. I don't like it.
Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig. The House. We've been talking about this movie a bunch. Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler. Jason Mantzoukas, great cast. The story of a young couple who have a kid or is about to go into college. They don't have money to spend for college tuition, so they decide to come up with a great idea of starting an illegal casino in their home. Brilliance. Andrew J. Cohen is the director. Here are some clips from the trailer of The House.
I have a way for you guys to make
4 years tuition in 1 month. Underground casino.
Your mother and I will be working late every night.
I just can't help but feel like you're lying.
We love you so much. We're so proud of you. But you need to shut up.
Guys, we got a problem.
You're cheating.
We got to send a message.
What are you guys going to do about it anyway?
I'm going to do this.
No, I'm going to do this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't play around with collapse. Oh!
Tell your friends if they mess with that, this is what they're going to get.
Yeah, there are severed fingers and limbs in the film. So.
Kevin, how are you going to see all of these movies this weekend?
A long weekend, Dean.
I guess so. You can go for it, man.
Yep.
And lastly, it opened up on Wednesday, Baby Driver in theaters everywhere. From writer-director Edgar Wright, starring Ansel Elgort and John Hamm. John Hamm, by the way, in the best performance of his career since Mad Men. Finally, someone using John Hamm in a terrific way. Isaac Gonzalez also in this film. Lily James, he will fall in love with her. This film is really, I love this movie. Saw it last night, and it's just outstanding. The chase scenes, the car scenes, incredible stuff. All actual happened, no CGI, all practical stunt work. It's just so breathtaking, but it's really the cast and the plot. Kevin Spacey's work, just an amazing cast, a terrific script. Ansel Elgort really shines in this film, and it's a story of a young getaway driver who he's pressured into taking part in these heists, and the last one that he thinks he's ever going to participate in goes horribly wrong. It is wildly entertaining on so many levels. Jamie Foxx is terrific in this film. It's just, if it wasn't entertaining enough just in terms of the cast and the plot, the soundtrack for this film is so eclectic and so awesome that after you're watching it, if you don't hop into your car and just burn rubble out of the parking lot, I'd be horribly surprised.
I saw you on Twitter last night telling Edgar Wright he's going to have to pay for your speeding tickets.
Yeah,
well,
here's the thing. I drive a Boss 302 Mustang. After seeing this film, you just chirp the tires and peel rubber, and then the police don't like that, turns out. Here are some clips from Baby Driver.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
One more job and I'm done.
One more job and we're straight.
Now, I don't think I need to give you the speech about what happens when you say no, how I could break your legs and kill everyone you love. Because you already know that, don't you?
Yeah.
And your waitress girlfriend, she's cute. Let's keep it that way.
I want us to head west and never stop.
You in?
I'm in, baby.
She a good girl? You love her?
Yes, I do.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Lily James, by the way, you may know her from Cinderella. She was in the live-action Cinderella. She just becomes a movie star right in front of your eyes in this film. So wildly entertaining. Looking forward to talking to Edgar about it, because there's some scenes in this film that you go, how does that even happen? You're defying not only logic, but gravity and physics.
Mm.
It's outstanding. I think you'll have a good time with Baby Driver. That's my pick for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
Movie beat.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's a suckfest.
LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Radio.com.
We promised we'd give away some more tickets to go see Foo Fighters October 7th at Cal Jam 17 and qualify you to see the band in New Orleans over Halloween weekend. I think our super surprise celebrity host is here.
Quit your jibba jabba.
And it's time to play
so
the game.
So tired hearing you jibba jabba.
Foo Fighters fans on the line. It's time for I Pity the Foo.
The Foo Fighters will be at Cal Jam 17 in October.
Kevin and Bean have your tickets. But in order to win, you must earn them. You must play I Pity the Fool.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. T.
I Pity the Fool.
What's going on?
I'm here to play a game. That's what's going on.
Right.
Good
right.
on you, sucker.
Well, we have Foo Fighters fans on.
Pain.
Right. We have Foo Fighters fans on the line ready to play the game. How you want to explain to them, please, how it's working?
I'm going to ask a trivia question, and the answer will contain foo.
Oh.
The sound or word foo.
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 Okay. Foo.
I pity the foo.
Okay. The foo, right?
That's right. Right. I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it. I pity the foo.
All right, so you get it right. You come up with the answer that Mr. T is looking for, and you go into the drawing. Someone wins Foo Fighters tickets within 5 minutes here on K-Rock. Who's our first contestant, please, Kevin?
Software engineer from Irvine named Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Ryan, you ready to pity the fool?
I'm ready.
All right. Jack Black played the lead in this 2008 animated action comedy martial arts film. What's the name of it?
Yes.
And involves
it
the word
foo.
Animated
that helps.
Action comedy martial arts film, sucker.
We're giving you martial arts and foo. Say it again.
Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
Wow.
See, foo is in the answer.
Right.
That's it. They're all going to have foo in them.
Right.
Because I pity the foo.
Right. All right. So Ryan is in the drawing. Well
Ryan,
done, sir.
Dumb.
All right. Let's go to.
Barely got that. He's so dumb.
A beer distributor from Bell, Adon. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Bring me some beer, fool. Distribute some my way. All right, here's your question. Wyclef Jean and Lauryn Hill were two members of this hip-hop group who rose to fame in the early 1990s.
The Fugees.
Fugees.
Nicely done.
Foo. Foo is right in there. Right.
No, we got it. We got it, Mr. T.
Oh, yeah. I pity the fool.
Yes, you do.
Let's go to Gary in Pasadena. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Good.
Gary. This fictional character of an Asian criminal genius was introduced in 1913 and used in movies, television, radio, comic books for 100 years. But his name also represents a famous kind of mustache. Who is this dude?
That's so much harder than the first two.
No, it's not. Famous mustache. Just focus on that.
And it has foo in the name.
And he's an Asian criminal genius.
With foo in the name.
One second.
What's the name of a mustache with foo?
One second, I'm
one
Googling.
Second, I haven't Googled yet.
Oh. Foo Manchu.
Sorry, that's...
Foo Manchu, sucker.
See, not that hard after all, is it, Gary?
Foo Manchu.
Right, let's go to Rudy in San Juan Capistrano. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, Mr. T?
Rudy, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, here's your question. This popular children's nursery rhyme is about a little rabbit who went hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, and then bobbing them on the head.
Was that an episode of the A-Team also, Mr. T?
No.
Oh. Rudy?
Oh, my God. Give me the hard one.
It's not hard, sucker.
Everybody thinks theirs is the hardest, Mr. T. That's how it works.
You know, you got me, man.
Hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, bobbing them on the head. Little bunny foo-foo. Yeah. Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, bobbing them on the head.
I did not expect to wake up today and hear Mr. T talking about little bunny foo-foo.
Everybody knows that damn nursery rhyme.
All right, Jody is
my
next.
Prediction, pain.
An accountant from Huntington Beach.
Jody.
Either.
Oh, yeah. I bet you stay awake at night dreaming of a real man, Jody.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to go in this direction at all, Mr. T.
Jody and I. Oh, sweet
nope.
Love.
Nope.
All right, Jody.
Jody's in.
Here's your question. This 1995 comedy film with a long title starred Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo as three New York City drag queens who embark on a road trip.
Oh, no.
Is it ringing a bell at all?
Oh, no.
No. You're in trouble then, because this is hard.
Is foo in the title?
It's got foo in the title.
Man, too.
Yeah, that doesn't help because that wasn't your question.
No. It's called To Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good
ridiculous.
Movie. You should go on Netflix and watch it.
All right. With the weekend advice.
Let's go to a pizza manager, Mike, in West Covina.
Pizza man!
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, pizza man. Here's your question. This military acronym originated in World War II and stands for fouled up beyond all recognition.
FUBAR.
FUBAR.
Yes.
FUBAR.
Nicely done.
FUBAR.
Right.
I pitted a FUBAR.
All right. Let's go to Ramon, who is a high school biology teacher. In
Ramon.
Whittier. Hi, Ramon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ramon. Here's your question. This tabletop game was invented back in 1921, and it's sometimes called table soccer. Sucker?
What's foosball?
Foosball. What is foosball?
Right?
You're not on Jeopardy. Damn Jeopardy.
I liked it.
All right, Ramon, hang on. You're in the drawing for Foo Fighters tickets. Mr. T is here. We've got time for one more contestant, Mr. T.
All right, it's Chris, a barber in Panorama City. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris, I want you to listen up carefully. This is an audio clue just for you. Here you go.
Watch. She won't do a thing. She won't come. She won't... Sit.
That's Miss Piggy from the Muppets. What is the name of her pet poodle that she was talking to right there?
Oh,
wow.
Miss Piggy had a dog?
Yeah, she does have a dog.
Oh.
That dog's not dead. The dog's still with her. She loved the dog. What's the dog's name?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know this one. You know what, Chris?
Poodle? Poo?
Poo is not foo.
I mean, at least guess foo. Yeah.
Let's find out. Miss Piggy, what's the name of your dog?
Speak, Foo-Foo, speak.
Foo-Foo.
Foo-Foo.
Oh, Foo-Foo.
Foo-Foo.
There you go.
Foo-Foo.
Sorry, Chris.
Foo-Foo.
Thank you for playing.
Ooh,
all right. Mr. T, we got Ramon, we got Mike, we got Adon, and we got Ryan all in the running to win those tickets for Foo Fighters and be eligible for the grand prize drawing we do next week to see the band again in New Orleans. Miss Allen McKay, you doing the drawing for us here?
I am. It's going to be Raymond. Yeah! Ramon.
Or Ramon. Hey, Raymond, Ramon.
Why don't you know people's names, woman?
I'm tired.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
I pitted the fool.
Kevin and Bean.
Please enjoy our stupid show.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. Wow, I'm so excited.
Why are you so excited, Dave?
I don't know. It's a long weekend.
Hey, Bean, you should not give him this much space to talk.
It's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup.
Find all the best viral videos of the week throughout the internet and put them in one handy location for you at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. There's a couple of really good ones we don't have time to play audio for, including one that is one of the craziest Alex Jones videos you've ever seen.
That's pretty strong.
So well done. And Kevin, you agree with me with this. You and I have both been to London on numerous occasions over the years. It's impossible to go to London and not get hit by a bus, right?
That video is one of the worst things I've ever seen. A bus goes out of control and destroys a man.
And I think it was in Leeds. It wasn't in London.
It was in Reading, but you guys are all good.
Dude bounces right back up and walks into a bar.
Just gets up and walks
like
in.
Like nothing happened.
Well,
It is one of the craziest videos you've ever seen because it doesn't just brush by him. Does it look like it leaves the track or something and goes up onto the sidewalk, or is he
in the street?
No, I think it's a bus.
It's a bus.
Yeah,
it's out of control. Yeah, it's a runaway bus. It clips him from behind. He flies into the wall, and then he gets up, brushes himself off, and walks
in. Goes in to have a pint.
Yep.
It's remarkable footage. You definitely have to check that one out on the roundup. Here's a couple we do want to play some audio for. I love these supercuts where they take hundreds of movies and have a theme. And I don't know who has the time to do that. But this one is great because it's a collection of some of the greatest insults ever heard in motion pictures throughout the years. It's pretty terrific.
There's a name for you, lady, but it isn't used in high society.
Dick.
Moron!
Punts, get out of here.
Dickwad.
Scumbag!
Do I make myself clear?
Fart in your general direction!
Moron!
You have to remember that one next time I'm climbing up your mouth.
Dog pepper!
Stupid Dickwad.
Leave this
the food.
Hey, dog sucker! You stuck up!
Punts! Kiss
You are
a smelly pirate hooker.
You're a slacker.
You're just dumber than a bag of hammers.
Wanky. Your mama was a snowblower.
Your mother was a hamster.
Puff, you threw her a fat
dick.
SpongeBob sack. Dickwad.
Face. Asshole.
What? You're a fat
dick.
Be a lot better without the beeps.
Yeah. Someone's job it is to write those insults, by the way.
And there's also another video on the Roundup where they have the actors say the name of the movies. It's an awesome supercut of that as well. Yeah,
that happens a lot more often than you might expect.
Right?
All right, here's a very sweet video. Allie, I bet you cried when you saw this police officer and the old lady in her apartment.
I did until I read your emails back and forth about it.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
You ruined it. You ruined everything.
And I totally believe Bean.
How could Bean ruin it?
I was just suggesting something else might have happened in that room after they turned off the camera.
Very, very ugly.
So here's what happens. This elderly lady is blind, and she hears her microwave making a beep, 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 beep sound, and she doesn't know. She's afraid. Something's going to blow up or whatever, so she calls the police. So this police officer comes over, resets her microwave for her, and then they have a beautiful exchange at the end.
You're a miracle worker.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Do you sing?
I don't. I'm not a good singer.
I see. Well, we could start now.
What would you like to hear? How about some Frank Sinatra?
You Are My Sunshine.
Okay. Now, I'm a bad singer. Okay, but I'll try it for you.
Oh, Roger.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Well, you can sing.
Well, not very well.
Well, that I'll always remember this morning.
Well, if there's nothing else I can do for you, I better get back out on the road.
I think you should. Thank you.
All right.
No.
Right?
No.
And then she said, you know what? There is something else you can do for me.
Nope.
No.
But I will not accept
that. But the cop should have really put lyrics in front of her, and then they could have had a duet.
I see what you did.
See, because
someone
was dumb enough to say that yesterday.
So that was the cop on his body camera. And by the way, the lady, I mean, she's really pushing her luck. He comes all the way over to fix
right?
the microwave. It's like, anything else I can do for you? She's asking him to perform like some sort of dancing monkey there. So he handled it very well. It was very sweet. All right. Last week, we brought you some very funny videos of parents and kids together talking about walking in on each other, having sex and whatnot. In the latest series, parents are giving their kids sex advice. Now, this is an awful concept. Because it gives you an idea of what your parents are up to in the bedroom. And you don't ever want to think about that. But they do certainly have some advice for their children.
Are you trying to ask me how to hit the booty?
Slow. Unless passion is so at the forefront that you just can't hold back. And then that's fun as well. But slow. Does that make sense?
You got to put your foot in it.
Huh?
You gotta put your foot in it.
What? I don't want to know what that means.
You asked.
I'm older now. Our sex life doesn't exist.
Do some more weird stuff, kiss and rub all on and all that, right? Stand over top of it, put your foot in it. Wiggle your toes, okay? Now listen to what I'm trying to tell you, son.
No, sir.
How did that guy have kids?
I don't need any put your foot in it.
I don't need any of that.
Wiggle your
sex.
Toe, yeah. Yeah, right. And finally, everyone was talking about this yesterday from KPIX, I think it's Channel 5. That's New York, right, Allie? I think it is.
No, Fox 5 in Vegas.
Fox 5 Las Vegas. Okay, yeah. Thank you. This is a weatherman talking about the hot weather for the 4th of July and how fun the fireworks are going to be. And he comes across a young man on the sidewalk, and they have this exchange.
And then the 4th of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents? Kids sketchy. Back to you guys.
I thought it was hilarious. Sadly, it's the weatherman's own son.
Fake.
It's not that it's fake. It was
fake.
Stage.
Well,
stage and a fake is different.
Staged.
It was still funny, though.
It is still funny. Would you like to know, weather boy? Anyway, you can see that video and all the rest. Right now, go to kirk.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Cool.
Sounds dope.
Yeah, fresh.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
You guys, our friend Edgar Wright back in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. Come on with that.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Edgar.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Baby Driver everywhere in theaters now. Go see it. We got a lot to talk about. But let's start with, speaking of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, your friend Flea.
Flea is in the movie.
Yeah.
Playing one of the bank robbers, I tried to, because it's a very music-centric film, I tried to get as many musicians in the movie. I mean, a lot of the cast also kind of perform music or a musical, but even though it's like a tough action heist movie, I thought it would be fun to kind of get as many musicians into the movie, so Flea is one of them.
He's got a great scene in the film, too.
He's great. Yeah. I mean, you've met him. Sure, he's a sort of like a very zen dude. It's just a sort of great presence to have around. It's also funny watching somebody like that, even though there's like Oscar winners in the movie, like Jamie Foxx. Watching Jamie Foxx be starstruck by Flea is one of those things. I think
that's cool.
Because like, I remember like Jamie would like, so because Flea's so modest. I remember like sort of Flea came onto set. I'm gonna bleep myself when I say this.
Okay.
Because you know, it was the first time that Jamie and Flea met. I happened to be there, and they were like chatting away. And Flea's really, as you know, very modest and sort of calm in person. As a complete,
yeah, he's
in
a total
complete contrast
guy.
To his stage persona,
right?
And so, like, Flea was there, and then Flea went off to make a tea for himself, and then Jamie was watching like Flea walk off, and then he turned to me and he goes, "Well, look at Flea, like he ain't the bleep." And I just said the funniest thing. Is I think I love the fact that Jamie is starstruck by Flea, as we all are. It's like you just think, "Oh, this guy's cool. We should be this cool."
I wondered if you get starstruck at this point because you've made so many movies with so many great actors. But I mean, at some point, you're a director, and that's Kevin Spacey. I mean, how does that leave your mind?
I mean, you know, I think the thing is with the actors and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think as you're like, I mean, but they're all very disarming and stuff. Like the first time I met Kevin, you know, I went to it came about very quickly. He was suddenly available. He hadn't previously been available, and he read the script. And I was going flying to Baltimore to meet him on the House of Cards set within 48 hours. And he met me outside. He came to pick me up from my hotel.
Really?
And I came outside my hotel because I got the time wrong. I thought he was picking me up at 8:30, but he was picking me up earlier, or maybe it was... Anyway, I was late.
Uh-huh.
I came down, and Kevin Spacey was standing in the street, like, with his sunglasses on, looking exactly like, sort of, you know, every cool character I played, with a cup of coffee in his hand. I was like, oh my God, this is happening. So that was my introduction
like
to Kevin.
From the film. That's like Doc in the movie.
And that is exactly like Doc in the movie. It's exactly like the movie. It's like it's exactly like that scene. You're right.
Let's talk about the genesis of the film, because the car movie...
Genesis are not in the movie.
The band Genesis. Why you... The car film is a quintessential sort of American construct. It's a very American type of thing. You know, Gone in 60 Seconds and Eat My Dust and Bullet and all these films. Were you a fan of that genre when you were coming up? Why were you inspired to make this particular film?
I just think as a teenager, you know, watching those films on British TV when I'd never been to the United States before, watching things like Bullet and Vanishing Point and... Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry, Freebie and the Bean, like just, you know, all the kind of car chase, you know, like movies, Smokey and the Bandit, just like seeing all of those on TV, French Connection. I just list off a bunch of car chase
movies.
You
did, yeah.
They're all great. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, I was always in thrall of that. I think it's also something, like, I know it's a big thing here, but it is in other countries as well, as people watch those movies. And like a lot of people in this country, but especially people in Europe or the rest of the world, say, I want to go to the States and drive across the States. So you watch films like Vanishing...
But I want to drive like Ansel drives.
Yes, exactly.
That's how I want to drive. Tell me about that. It was all real?
Yeah, we decided to... I wanted to do it all in camera. So most of the sort of current action films, for sort of practical reasons, will shoot the actor stuff on green screen.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like Bond films or Fast and the Furious. And that's not necessarily a dig at them in terms of... I'm not saying that they're lazy. Usually it's like a practicality thing in terms of, you know, the units are in different countries.
Right.
But with this, because we were in Atlanta for the whole time, and also I just thought, oh, if I'm going to make a car chase film, I want to shoot the car chases. I don't want to just shoot people on a green screen, like...
Right.
Lean to the left.
For the benefit...
Lean to the right.
For the benefit of the listeners there, I was doing very bad steering wheel acting.
I mean, you were.
It was great radio.
And they couldn't see it.
That was really good radio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically... As soon as you do that, it immediately makes everything much more complicated. But it was worth its weight in gold, because then the actors have to, you know, like, so Ansel Elgort is does some of the driving in the movie, but even with the stuff where it's like a stunt driver is on a... Well, how they do it is it's this thing called the biscuit. So it's kind of like a rig. It's not attached to a trailer. The car is on like its own six-wheel platform.
Right.
And it has this sidecar outside where the stunt driver is driving. That means, though, that this unit... can go at like 80 miles an hour with the actors inside.
Oh, no kidding.
Whoa. So it's kind of crazy. So, you know, when you see those shots, so there's an element, and I've heard the actors say this, like John Hamm and John Bernthal say this, is like, you don't have to act that much when you're going around a corner.
You're scared to death?
Yeah, there's a bit, like, when you see that shot in the movie when John Bernthal is, like, grabbing, like, the handle, I was going to call it the O-something handle, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, you're very good at
editing
yourself.
I'm good at believing myself this morning, I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
He's done a lot of interviews.
When you see him grabbing that handle, that's real. That's the actor doing it.
You know? That's pretty cool. Edgar, speaking of car chases, you know, you've been in Los Angeles a lot in recent years, and you know that we're pretty famous for them here. Is that a thing in the UK? Are there high-speed car chases with police in hot pursuit in places like London?
Not so much anymore. Like, you used to get them in, like, the 70s and stuff. Like, when there used to be, like, kind of cop shows. There's a cop show called The Sweeney, which was, like, about the flying squad. And back then, I think the thing is they basically zoned out, like, any way of doing car chases. Like, I couldn't even conceive of driving over 20 miles an hour in London.
Well, that's a good point. They made the traffic so bad, you can't do a high-speed chase.
You're missing so much.
Speed bumps, just, like, one-way systems. Like,
all right, when they come on the TV here, are you, like, Kevin, who can't wait to sit down in front of it and just to make it an evening and watch to see where it goes?
Absolutely. I watch a lot of them on YouTube. And one thing I find always, like, terrifying, and it's something that factors into the movie, is you're watching that fixed helicopter shot of the car.
Right.
And I think the scariest thing ever is watching those police cars kind of encroach into the sides of frames and thinking, oh, man, he is done for.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Like, so it's,
and then,
like,
he somehow gets out of it, and it keeps going.
Well, that's kind of what Baby does in the movie, is that Baby is, like, this kind of almost like this folklore, like, getaway driver. Is like the kid who can get away, you know.
The ghost of 85.
And
doesn't
exactly.
Even, doesn't even sweat.
Ralph
it.
Has got amazing memory of a film he watched last night.
Ralph, did you tell Edgar how fast you drove to get home last night?
Yeah, here's the problem. I drive a Boss 302 Mustang, and so I came out of the theater, and I was like, well, now. And I just cranked up the radio, and it was China Grove by the Doobie Brothers. And I was like, and I got a lot of looks, and you owe me for a speeding ticket. That's all I'm saying.
It's funny. A lot of people have been saying the same thing on Twitter
you
to me.
You can't help yourself. Sort of, you get behind the wheel after watching that film, and you're compelled to break the law a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a lot.
Or a lot, depending on who's listening.
Edgar Wright is here. I am not liable for your part.
Yes, you are. It's all your fault.
Edgar Wright is here. Baby Driver is the name of the movie. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
We're a bunch of sorry sons of bitches.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, the return of our friend Jared Leto. Something very special to announce for 30 Seconds to Mars fans. That is coming up. In the meantime, Edgar Wright in studio with us now, writer and director of the film in theaters now called Baby Driver. And you are doing something at the Arclight Hollywood tonight and tomorrow, Edgar? Is
oh,
that
yes.
Right?
I am doing, like, Q&As and intros. Ralph has a piece of paper in front of me with the information.
Yes. Here it is.
I'm tonight at Hollywood.
7 o'clock screening. The 8 o'clock screening.
Yep.
You're doing an intro and Q&A for both of those. The 9:30, you're just going to do the intro. But you're spending all night in the movie theater, basically.
Yes. I mean, that's pretty much what I would do on a Friday night. Anyway.
And then Saturday night, on the 1st of July, same thing. The 7 o'clock screening, there'll be a Q&A. 8 o'clock, also a Q&A. And then at 9:30, he'll be doing an intro to the film. So if you're going to see Baby Driver, the place to see it this weekend, obviously, is the Arclight.
What's not on the itinerary? Is it at 11 p.m. I keel over dead.
That's right. Then we carry it. You're out on a stretcher.
Both nights.
I died twice.
Oh, okay, good.
Excellent. The reviews of the movie have been just insane. But have you been seeing guys like Benicio del Toro? Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if Benicio, and that was breaking news, and I was giving it to you?
All the del Toros love it.
But he did 13 tweets about it.
I know. It was amazing.
What is happening?
I don't know. I think just, I mean, I think, well, I don't want to say that, like, because I've had lots of nice things. I think there's been some particularly strong notices from other directors. And I think that's
Stephen King,
William Friedkin, who had directed the greatest car chase of all time in The French Connection.
Yeah.
But I think maybe with some of the directors, they could see just how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not an easy film to make and sort of pull off that stuff, and it's like a lot of work. So I think, and this is not to say that other people don't understand that, but I think maybe some of those directors kind of see, like, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think you're at 97% right now, by the way, in Rotten Tomatoes, just to throw it out there.
97 is cooler than 100, guys.
Much right. cooler. I think you're being humble when you say French Connection was the greatest car chase ever. It is. It's dynamic and exciting, but the first 10 minutes of your film, I think, now holds the record as the best car chase.
Oh, Ralph, no. You can say that. I can't say that.
I know you can. That's why I'm saying it for you. It is remarkable, and to know that it's all done in the camera and with no CGI help whatsoever, it is breathtaking. And then you follow that up with a sequence that I was even more impressed by. You do a shot with Ansel where he's just getting some coffee, and it's to Harlem Shuffle, one of my favorite songs, and it's all done in one shot, right? You do that all in one take. The camera follows him down the street, across the street, into the coffee shop and back for that entire song.
First day of the shoot as well. That was the first day that we did.
That's impressive, really. Is.
Edgar's just lazy and doesn't like to edit. That's what's going on.
Just one long shot. But you use the beat of the music in such a unique way.
Yeah.
Like all of the sound effects in the movie, the gunshots, the door slams, everything seems to be right on beat with the music.
But you know that
you said it was music related. Explain to people how what you
well,
mean
that's
by
the
it.
Thing is, I think if you say it's a musical, people think, well, like Mamma Mia? It's like, right. No, it is not like Mamma Mia. So my explanation, when I pitched the idea, I said it was like a car movie driven by music. So that's basically the idea. And you know that thing, as you, I'm sure, all of everybody listening as well, is those moments in life when you're listening to music and something in life syncs up with what you're listening to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which happens frequently. It's like Baby Driver is like a movie completely made up of those
moments.
Yeah,
it's all of those moments.
Yeah, it's all of those moments.
As if like your whole life had a soundtrack, basically.
Yeah, it's like, absolutely. It's like, I don't know, I'm sure most people listening have done that thing where you pull up outside at Starbucks or whatever and wait for a song to finish before you get out of your car.
Of course.
Yeah. He's that guy.
No, that guy. He's the guy who it ends when he gets there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. Start until he restarts the song.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's like he doesn't have to wait. He's already timed it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's actually a bit in the movie where the scene with the Damned, the second car chase, where they get derailed from the original plan, and then he rewinds the song to get it back.
I love that so much. Yeah. The way you use music is so unique compared to most movies.
We're running out of time, but I got to mention John Hamm's performance in this film. The best use of John Hamm as an actor since Mad Men, by far.
I hear he's effing awesome.
He's great.
It's remarkable in this
film. Oh, you did an effing there.
Oh, he did it a few days ago. Literally effing said effing about John Hamm.
We say in the
Hamm.
UK, we say effing and jeffing. I'm not sure what jeffing means, but it's kind of interesting. Stop effing and jeffing.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
That's one for, you.
Okay. Right, we'll look that up.
Lily James, you fall in love with her in this film. And I always say about movies, it's easy to have someone to fall in lust with, and you do in this film as well with Isaac Gonzalez. But Lily James's character is one of those characters where a whole generation of young men are going to think, I want her to be my girlfriend. Just, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Her performance is amazing in this.
She's taken, guys. She goes out with Doctor Who. She's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That
boyfriend.
Is pretty cool.
She
does.
She goes out with Matt Smith.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, you know, at least she's with one of the doctors. I mean, Cinderella and Doctor Who, that's quite a power couple, isn't it?
Just terrific stuff.
You said it took you 3 years to make this movie.
I mean, I've been thinking, although in truth, I've been thinking about it for like 22 years.
Is that right?
Since I first heard the first song in the movie, which is Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion. I heard
that
song.
At that point, you said, I'm going to use that as the beginning of a movie?
Sort of. I would listen to that song, and I started imagining that car chase when I was like 21.
Is that right?
Why so lazy?
I know. Yeah.
Make a damn movie.
22 years.
I had to wait for Ansel Elgort to be a leading man.
That makes sense.
And how did the Simon and Garfunkel song get on your radar and then become the title?
That was my parents had a very limited record collection.
Okay.
And Bridge Over Troubled Water was one of those albums. So I knew that song off by heart. And then I think I'd already had the idea for the movie. And once I knew it was like about a young getaway driver, I think I heard that song again and said, oh, Baby Driver,
perfect.
That's it.
The soundtrack is amazingly eclectic. I mean, it's all over the place, which I think enhances the experience. Because I saw all different age groups in my theater last night, if you're watching it. And everyone has an oh yeah moment where it's a song they recognize either from their childhood or something they're currently listening to or whatever. It just seems like everyone gets a little service in there.
Well, my theory is that because the character you establish that he's been stealing cars since he was 12, I figured that he's kind of inherited other people's iPods.
Oh, that's a good
He's other people's record collections.
He does have a bunch of them, yeah.
Well, But when he's got that pink and glittery iPod, I don't think that's his iPod. No, that's somebody else's.
Exactly.
Did anyone say no to you for the music you wanted to use?
Not really. I mean, I've been around the block enough to know that it's not smart to write the Beatles or Led Zeppelin into a script.
Right.
Now, maybe for the next one.
Now, do you have a music supervisor?
I mean, Baby, You Can Drive My Car would be an obvious one.
There you go.
On that.
That would be.
Do you have a music supervisor, or are you that person? You pick the music and you write the music, the movie, into it.
I wrote all the songs into the script, so I picked all of the songs. I do have this amazing clearance person, Kirsten Lane, who had the Herculean task of clearing 35 songs.
Right.
Which is amazing, and took two of the 3 years of just doing that.
Wow.
But I picked all the songs, yeah.
Did you have to change any songs because you couldn't get the...
The only things that we changed, and it actually was interesting, is that sometimes there were like dance or hip-hop tracks where they had not cleared the samples themselves.
Oh.
So they were unclearable. So it wasn't a case of money. It's like you can't use that track in a
film. Because that person doesn't have the
rights yet.
Because
then that person becomes liable, and then you get them in trouble. So in some of those cases, I went back to the source and cleared the original sample instead.
Wow.
So there's some songs in there that are like sort of like the rare grooves that people have then sampled, you know?
Fascinating. It sounds like you are as in love with movie making as you ever have been, Edgar.
I mean, it's a dream job. What can I say? I can't complain. Apart from having no sleep, I can't complain.
Yeah, mix a nap in. Seriously.
Just one nap. Would it kill you?
I think it might. I think actually the thing is that if I take a 20-minute power nap, I guess, he died of natural causes after not having slept for like 3 years.
His body was waiting for a chance to give out.
Well, Ralph,
you
mentioned the ArcLight Hollywood tonight and tomorrow. You know how these things work. Do you think there's a possibility people can get tickets right now?
I think so. I'm sure it's not. I have no idea, but I would check it out right now. I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. You want to see this?
Six different performances. So.
See the movie with the man who wrote and directed it tonight at the ArcLight in Hollywood, and Baby Driver is the film that is in theaters all over the place. Edgar, you're true to your word to come back and see us here on the Kennedy Show.
I love you guys. You know,
cannot
that.
Tell you how much we appreciate that. And congratulations on the film, and get some sleep, and we'll do it again in the future, all right?
If I die during this power nap, I just want to say, guys, I love you all.
It's been a good ride,
too.
We love you.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
It's like lame, and it's like stupid, and it's dumb.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Radio.com.
You guys remember the Edgar Wright times?
Those were good times.
Those were fun. I remember those days.
When life was worth living.
Peace.
Yeah.
Like now.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
I'm sad he's gone.
Right.
Hey, onward and upward for Beer Mug, who apparently has received a generous offer from a Hollywood entity. Which we're going to find out about right after the top of the hour.
Sold that. Yeah. I'm tuned in.
Make it sound like some creature who lives underneath the streets.
I like it so far.
What I'm saying is it's an entity. It's a big job for Beer Mug, and I think he is the man for that big job.
Is it Chud?
It's a giant showbiz opportunity, and I think it's well-earned, and I think he should take it.
Well, we're going to find out all the details right after the top of the hour. Jared Leto next hour as well, and more Foo Fighters tickets giveaways in addition to that. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat for Friday.
Is it Chud? Oh, yeah. I heard it. That was good.
Underground.
I hear you.
Humanoid.
Speaking of driving, we're just talking to Edgar Ray about his film Baby Driver. Go see it, by the way. Really, I can't remember a movie I've enjoyed this much in a long, long time. How about this classic driving movie? Whatever, with Baby Driver, that's old news, man. That's yesterday's news. How about this new driving movie that everyone's excited about? Well, it's not really a movie. It's a TV series based on that movie. But Herbie the Love Bug, right? Herbie the Love Bug.
I don't feel the excitement there.
Oh, Herbie.
I am not going to lie, you guys.
Oh, no.
I love the Herbie the Love Bug movies.
Of course you do.
I own them. And I love them.
What?
I've seen them all. I think there's like five of them. And I love good old Herbie.
Even the Lindsay Lohan ones?
No, I never saw the movie.
Herbie Fully Loaded?
Yeah, the TV show. I love the TV show. I mean, not the TV show, the original movies.
Herbie Fully Loaded was the Lindsay one from 2005.
I didn't see that one.
Where she would do coke with the Beetle. The Beetle would snort cocaine up through its tailpipe.
I don't think that.
Or she got it in the tailpipe. Somebody got it in the tailpipe. I forgot who it was.
Is right.
All right, Bean, name them then. Name the Herbie movies.
I don't know that I can name
them. Oh, here we go.
I love them. I own them.
I love them so much. They are my favorites.
There was the Love Bug.
Fake news.
The Love Bug was the original.
The Love Bug, right.
There was Herbie Rides Again.
Yes.
Was there one about... Wasn't there one where Herbie went someplace like in Europe or
something?
He
goes somewhere.
It was to Monte Carlo. Uh-huh. Herbie goes to Monte Carlo.
But he also goes somewhere.
Why are you so excited about these movies?
I loved it. Look, I was a big fan of a lot of those series of Disney movies in the 60s. I liked a lot of them, but Herbie the Love Bug was my favorite.
Where else does he go?
I think that was one of the reasons why my first car was a VW Beetle, was because how much I loved Herbie.
Dark. Where else does he go, Bean, besides Monte Carlo?
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it, Bean. Herbie goes...
Roanoke, Virginia.
Nope.
Oh, that wasn't one?
No.
I thought it was.
Where does he go, Allie?
He goes bananas.
Herbie goes bananas! That must have been one near the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're doing a TV series.
All right. Bean, I'm in.
What kind of car does it say?
Oh my God.
No, I'm asking
what?
If they're going to.
What kind of car do you think it's going to be?
I'm asking. I didn't know if they were going to update it for current times and make
Herbie
it.
Herbie the Prius? What's wrong with you?
I thought they might update it and make it some sort of current little car.
Well, the Love Hybrid doesn't really have the same cachet, does it, as Love Bug?
Well, they don't make the Beetle anymore, except for the new. You know what I mean? The old school, like they.
What's happening?
I want more.
You should
detail.
Lay down.
I am tired.
You're the worst
person. Just lay down someplace for a
minute. I was up till almost 10 p.m. last night, so I am hurting a little bit.
Just give yourself an hour nap. Okay.
Well, that's great news, and I'm excited about it.
And Adele is in the news. Oh. Allie, this is kind of exciting for you.
Because I'm in London?
Yes.
I know. I've already checked on tickets. It's her last show possibly ever on
possibly
Sunday.
Possibly ever.
Yeah.
RollingStone.com says when you look at the programs for her final run of concerts there at Wembley this weekend, there's a copy of a handwritten note from Adele inside the program that they're inserting that says, I wanted my final shows to be in London because I don't know if I'll ever tour again. And so I want my last time to be at home.
Yeah.
Can you imagine stopping touring at 25?
No.
If you're Adele?
She doesn't enjoy it. The only reason she does it is for the fans. She's just terrified up there and vulnerable.
She makes a lot of dough.
Yeah. And if she makes albums, she's going to need to support them with a tour, right? That's how you make the money.
I don't think so.
You don't think so what? She makes a
lot of money off of 25 before she even stepped foot on a stage.
But you make a lot more touring than you do by recording.
Absolutely.
So apparently she doesn't care about money?
I think she's probably doing okay.
But there are a lot of people, you know, who don't tour, but they still do concerts here and there from time to time. They just don't go out on a year and a half around the world and play 120 shows. You know, there is a way to do both.
But it sounds, for her note, doesn't sound like, oh, I'm going to do some shows once in a while. It sounds like she's saying goodbye to live performing.
Yeah, that would be a shame.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
I'm on a site called Twicket. Trying to get tickets for Sunday. Yep.
Hello, love.
Yep.
Would you like to come to Twicket's?
I sure would.
Pick up some tickets at Twicket's.
Sure would.
It's a sticky wicket with Twicket's.
didn't Barbara Streisand retire from touring and then didn't set foot on a stage for 25 years or something? And then
was a long time.
She was lured back.
Yes.
So maybe you just have to wait a while, Allie, if you miss her this weekend.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. Mike Tyson is 51 years old today. Actress Monica Potter turns 46. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Swimmer Michael Phelps turns 32 years old today. And singer Kay Flay is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
I think I might owe Beer Mug an apology.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I think in the past I have perhaps suggested that Muggs is not cut out for the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that he's lucky to have this little radio job.
Right.
And he's certainly going nowhere after this, so maybe he should start thinking about another career.
Right.
And I apparently was dead wrong because the sky's the limit for this kid. Hollywood is opening up its doors for him.
Well, since he decided to start debuting the B-hole, he's really on fire. And we were sitting here one day just doing a show talking about something else, and we noticed in the next studio that Beer Mug was laughing so hard. It's the funniest thing that he has ever seen in his life. And we went in and we said, what's going on? And he said,
I was, I'm recording my farts.
The joy on his face. The joy. Was, yes. I've never seen it.
He was entertaining himself with his own flatulence.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like watching a little kid be just amazed at Disneyland, meeting Mickey Mouse. That's what it was like. That's the joy he had on his face.
Every time, too. It wasn't like it diminished with the second or third.
Right, right. And it was awful, too, by the way.
I mean, he said, do you want to hear it? And I said, sort of.
Yeah.
It was a special day that day. My fart game was on point.
Why do you have a fart game,
Beer Mug?
I mean, you know, I think every well-respecting gentleman has a fart game.
I mean, some you're more proud of, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, here's some of his work from that day.
Do we have to? Oh. Come on. Okay. So that, all right.
And that's what Dodger Stadium garlic fries will do to you.
And that's when Muggs got an email from a Hollywood mover and shaker named Scott, who's on the line with us right now. Hey, Scott, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. And you really did send Beer Mug this email that's in front of me.
Yeah, I really did.
All right. And you work for whom, Scott?
For Mattel.
Ooh, that's big time.
The Mattel?
The Mattel.
That's a good question, Ellie.
I'm saying.
Creator of Barbie.
Scott, you're the guy that has helped our charity a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Scott lets us go down and buy toys at his discount.
Nice. Oh,
for the charity, which is really amazing.
That's lovely.
So he's nice on one hand, but crazy on the other, apparently.
Exactly.
Genius.
So why did you write to Beer Mug after you heard about his fart explosion that day?
Well, one of the guys in my department was working on a super secret project, and he's decided that he wanted to have all new farts and burps. And so,
how does a decision like that get made? Like the old ones have been used too much? Everybody's used to them? What?
He actually said that we've used the old ones too much and he wanted something different. And so,
because kids are so disappointed when they get a new toy and it's a 1997 fart.
Oh, the letters we've gotten.
Heard it.
All right. So, I mean, that's a thing, I guess, that you got to think about. If you're putting sound effects in games and in toys, I guess you do need to come up with them from somewhere. But are farts difficult to find? I mean, Muggs isn't the only guy who's doing it.
Well, what kind of idiot records his own farts?
Right? That's a great question.
A smart idiot.
That's a great question.
Yeah, so.
A smart idiot. Okay, so you and your friends did the burping part.
Yes.
And you were unable to, or just not interested in, or hadn't gotten to yet?
Definitely not interested. Okay. And, basically, that would be it, yeah.
Okay.
Have you considered a Hollywood casting call where you just have people come down and demonstrate their work?
No.
Okay.
Just a straight no.
Is Muggs the greatest farter you've ever heard, Scott?
It's pretty exceptional.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
I don't know if it's usable, but it's exceptional.
I mean, so how do you know it's usable?
Well, let the guy, the designers are going to decide if it's usable or not.
I see.
They're pretty specific.
Okay. You know, can you give us any kind of hint? You said super secret, but is there anything you can tell us at all about where Beer Mug's farts might end up?
Well, we don't really know for sure. I can't tell you about the super secret one, but it might go in something else. Like I sent you guys that song that we did that just shows you the little boys love farts and they get thrown in.
That's the gas machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me play that. I'm a gas machine. Listen to Muggs laugh.
Is the gas machine an item that's currently available from Mattel?
That came out in like 2009. It was called Stinky the Dump Truck.
Stinky the Dump Truck, you guys.
You guys.
I'm calling dibs on that for Muggs' Christmas present.
Seriously. All right, Allie, did you have a question for Scott?
I'm going to step in as Muggs' agent here. What are we talking in terms of some money for Muggs' work?
We've already negotiated that. It's all in the contract he has.
Yeah. He has a contract?
Yeah.
You went around his agent?
Well, he's not around his agent.
I do my own deals, guys. I do my own deals.
He went around his agent.
Yeah, no.
Is he dedicated to Mattel, though, in that he's not allowed to fart for any other company? Do you own his butt?
Oh, no, he's a free agent.
Oh.
Freelance. Oh, I do freelance. Really? Yeah.
Right. That was going to be one of my things. I don't want any non-compete in there.
His butt is unowned.
I'm a member of the Fart Actors Guild.
Okay.
Yes.
I signed up. don't want to say the...
No acronym.
Mm.
All right. So, so Allie, very disappointing for you as the agent. You don't get your 10%. It sounds like bugs went around you.
It was 12.
That's kind of bugs.
So can you tell us this, Scott? Again, I know the cloak of secrecy because other toy companies may try to steal your idea if you tell us too much. But the thing that that you might use Muggs' farts for, when might that be out? Are we talking 2017 or later?
I think it's later this year.
Okay.
All right, so Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just in time for Christmas.
I'll let you know once if it ever gets done.
All right.
And if it does get done, Scott said, I can have the first toy.
Well, that's reasonable.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sure.
It's an honor.
Okay, take it easy.
Well, this is very exciting. You've just given Muggs the second thing to put on his resume. So I want to thank you for listening, Scott, and for all the great work you do to help out Kevin's charity. That's super, super nice of you. And thanks for thinking of Muggs for the fart.
Oh, absolutely. Good times.
All right, he's employed.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good riddance.
Keep farting.
See you, Muggs.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Really bad.
LANOC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
What do you think ever happened to that hack, huh?
Right?
I think, I think whatever happened to that guy. I think he's doing fine.
Whatever happened to that dude? It's been 4 years since 30 Seconds Mars put an album. Where did they go?
Right? That's my question, Jared Leto.
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to put an album out just so I have an excuse to come and see you guys again.
There you go. How are you, Jared? Where are you this morning?
I am in at a top secret Air Force base at the top of the Hollywood Hills, plotting and planning, working on this crazy project that I'm about to tell you about.
Yeah, what is this project?
Hold on, before you go. But the videos that you've been putting up this morning, you are dressed in a flannel shirt with a wool cap on, and you're telling me you're in freaking Southern California wearing that?
I am, but I'm in an underground bunker, so I do have an excuse.
I see. Oh, so you're 2 miles below the Earth's surface where it's very cold.
Bean,
okay.
It's 65 degrees right now. It is freezing in L.A.
All right, Kevin, ask your question.
Okay, so what's the project, Jared?
We are filming a giant portrait of America on a single day, 4th of July, from 12 midnight for the next 24 hours, we will be asking people around the country to submit their footage of what America means to them. It could be grabbing your cell phone and shooting the sunrise or the sunset or your barbecue or fireworks. You can turn the camera on yourself and answer 5 questions that we put out there to the country. You could grab a camera and tell a story of your grandmother who may have come here from another country years ago. Anything and everything that's impactful, important, inspiring, we want to hear your stories. You can submit them to 30secondstomars.us. You can follow us on social media, learn how people are doing things, how to submit footage, but we need your stories out there in order to create this beautiful, crazy portrait of the country.
Now, what is the finished product going to be? Is it going to be a movie?
It's going to be a movie. It's going to be a film. It's going to be a music video. It's going to be an art project. It's an all-encompassing thing. It's very much tied to the 30 Seconds to Mars new album. It's tied thematically. It's connected in many ways. And that was the initial inspiration. That and a book that I saw when I was a kid. When I was 15 years old, I saw a book that National Geographic made. They sent a bunch of photographers around the country, and they shot a day in the life of America. And I always thought that was really cool. So that was an old inspiration for this idea as well.
I feel like now it's a really good time with all of the negativity going on to do this.
I think to take a positive look now. I couldn't think of a more important time to tell the story of our country. And I have to say that this piece is completely apolitical. I don't think that you can tell the story of America if you take a side. I want to hear everybody's perspective. I want to see America through everyone's eyes. And I'm expecting to get footage that's fun and funny and bold and brave and exciting, but also footage that may cause debate, that may be challenging, that may be provocative. Maybe personally I might disagree with something, but I think it's important to include all of it in order to tell the truth about who and what we are.
So you can go to 30secondstomars.us or hashtag a day in the life of America.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jared, as a director and a guy who's done editing and, you know, been so involved with your music videos and whatnot, you understand the work that's ahead of you when you get 10,000 hours of footage to go through from people's dumb barbecues, right?
And I'm trying not to think about that part too much right now, but I'm really excited. I think this is something that's going to be with me for the rest of my life. I think it's going to teach me a lot about who and what we are. And I think it's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done, and the fact that it's tied to the new 30 Seconds to Mars album it makes it even more exciting.
All right, now you mentioned that a couple.
We're tying it to the tour that we'll be doing sooner rather than later as well. So it's something that connects all the projects that I'm doing in my life and 30 Seconds to Mars, and celebrates it in a really beautiful way.
Now you've mentioned the album a couple times in the tour. Any date you want to give us?
Not yet,
okay.
Because I don't know the dates, but you'll be the first to know.
All right.
You also mentioned that it's an apolitical project, but did the idea come from what is an American, which is a question a lot of people are asking these days because of how few people seem to be able to get along civilly anymore. Is that somewhat of the inspiration?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been on tour already across the country. I was on stage in front of 20,000 people the other night, and all I saw when I looked out at the audience was unity, celebration, connectivity, and I'm seeing that night after night after night. There's so much that we agree on as a country. I'm an optimist about the future of our country. I think that there's so much potential. There's so many ideals that we share as a nation. I think there's a lot that binds us together, and I'm inspired by that. But this project, I think it should be challenging. I think it should be difficult. I think it should cause debate and be provocative. We don't want footage that's candy-coated. We want to see what people really think out there. Tell us your thoughts. Turn the camera on yourself. Answer the questions. Turn the camera on someone else. Go out and film something or someone that you think is fascinating, someone that's inspiring, someone that's something that's challenging, and tell us what America means to you.
So as well as the crowdsource videos, it says you're going to have crews in all 50 states filming as well?
We're going to have people all over the country, yes, filming in every single state, Puerto Rico and D.C., and we're going to do our best to uncover a sense of who we are. Like you said before, this is a really important time that we're living in. There is a lot of instability, uncertainty about the future, and I think it's a great time to reflect and to share who we are.
Well, it's an unbelievably ambitious project, and it sounds very exciting. I'm super psyched about it, Jared. I can't wait to see it.
If you know how to edit,
yeah.
Please give me a call.
We can't wait until
you
10
guys,
years.
You know, jump in front of the computer, and you can help us sort through all this footage, too. It's going to be insane.
We can't wait till 10 years from now when you get it edited. That's going to be very cool.
It's going to be really
exactly.
good. What do you do on the 4th of July as we say goodbye to Jared Leto? What are your plans? Are you a fireworks guy, Jared?
I am, actually. A fireworks guy. I love fireworks ever since I've always been a bit of a pyro since I was a kid.
Same.
I almost blew my fingers off with an M80. So, but I'm going to be live a lot of the day, filming a lot of the day, contributing to the project. I'm going to answer the 5 questions. I'm going to put myself on camera. I'm going to go out and film a shot that represents America to me.
Okay.
So we're going to be live throughout the day as well. So
all right.
I'm going to be working and sharing the story.
Good times. 30secondstomars.us is the website. The hashtag is A Day in the Life of America. Great to catch up with you. Have a great holiday weekend, Jared. We can't wait to see this project when it comes together, my man.
You guys are the best. Thank you. I miss you, and happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Jared. You too.
Bye now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
They're all losers. I hate these guys.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Let me tell you some of the ones we're not going to be playing here today that folks texted in at 1-800-520-1067. Makes me sad to say Beastie Boys Sabotage,
oh,
by the way.
That would have been great.
If that had hit at 100, I would have enjoyed that very much.
Agreed.
Ralph Garman's version of American Pie has
been
requested.
No,
I don't think
it has to be in a K-Rock library.
So Christopher Cross's Ride Like the Wind is out, it sounds like to me. Sugar by System of a Down. How about that? That would have sounded
would have been good
too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So many good songs here. The Metro by Berlin would be another one. A lot of requests for the Aquabats today. Do we have our caller?
He's not picking up yet.
Okay, all right, we dial him up here again.
Chip is dialing
By the way, everybody that texts in every week for Oingo Boingo, keep doing that, because eventually we're going to land on it. And every time I'm like, come on, Oingo Boingo!
There's a lot of week-to-week love for Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang for some reason, too. I'm not sure what the connection is to K-Rock there, but a lot of people seem to be loving that. Here's the way this works. In case you're wondering why we don't have Joseph right on the phone, is that we're not allowed to put people on the air unless we get their permission, and we're not allowed to text them back. You know, we have to text them back to get their permission. So if the guy doesn't text us back, we got to try to get him on the phone here so we can make his
and
request.
And Bean insists that we do it live, and so now we're stalling.
Yeah. It's a good time.
But it's so weird because
right
4 minutes ago this guy texted us for a song.
Right,
he was texter 100. So we texted him back and said, "All right, Kevin, if you want to call and put you on the air,
right?
You'd think that I don't know.
No answer.
Might be available.
Not even an answer.
Well, we're gonna just give his name and play it in a second if Chip can't get him to come on the air. I was hoping to get a little backstory on how he chose this song, but let's give Chip one.
Stupid
more second.
Chip, right? It's Chip's fault.
I don't think it's Chip's fault.
Oh, it isn't. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, she's talking to somebody.
Sounds like we got
All right.
All right, let's say hi to Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Why aren't you answering the phone when we're calling you back, man?
I had to leave the office. I had to walk outside.
Well, get your priorities in order. Get off my phone.
Wait, he can't get
Fix
off
your
phone.
Damn life. Oh, he can't get off the phone.
No, because we're doing the Keep It 100.
Keep All right. 100.
So, Joseph, you're listening to K-Rock like I hope you do lots of mornings, and you hear us put in out the plug for Keep It 100. What made you decide to text in today?
Well, I've been texting in. It's one of my favorite songs that I heard it when I think it was when you guys first played it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And been on my playlist ever since then.
Mm-hmm. And the name of it is?
It's United States of Whatever, Liam Lynch.
All right.
Right?
So what's your story?
It's
what's
a really
your deal?
Short song, but it's super funny. I think people will enjoy it if they haven't heard it already.
Oh, agreed.
It's great.
No, Bean, don't you want to do a deep dive?
Let's not.
Not with Joseph, I don't.
Let's not. We're happy with the choice that you made, and thank you.
Keep it 100.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's a real song.
Yep.
That is from 2003, Liam Lynch, musician, puppeteer, writer, and film director, and added his song called United States of Whatever, which we probably would not have thought about and definitely would not have played if it had not been for Joseph. Thank you so much for listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and thank you for keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
That's dumb.
You're dumb.
Your face is dumb.
LANOC's alternative rock.
K-Rock.
I want to see a midget play in a band.
Oh, yeah. Mini Kiss?
Oh,
yes.
That sounds good.
I love Mini Kiss. Where are they playing?
Chip, what you doing?
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Observatory in Santa Ana, we're opening for the Mother Effing Vandals.
How about that?
What?
Wow.
What?
How about that?
Is that a dream come true for a little girl with a punk rock heart?
Yeah, I've seen the Vandals probably live more than any other band.
Pretty sweet.
So, yeah.
Do you think they're going to discover that it's you, and then they're going to go, maybe not?
They got to shut the door. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, we don't need an opener. It's fine.
So it's William Hung Heart Attack and then the Vandals?
Yep.
That's awesome.
So it's well hung heart.
Well hung heart.
Well flung heart.
I have to agree to disagree on this one.
Okay. All right, that's the Observatory in Santa Ana tomorrow night, you said.
Yeah, tomorrow night, $20. The website is observatoryoc.com.
Congrats.
Have fun, Chip. That's Thank awesome.
You. Can
awesome.
You see Mars and Venus and stuff, too, afterwards? Look through the big telescope?
Sure. Yes.
9:39. Rob is here with our final look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
That's what an observatory is, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to tell you, I never had a crawfish before today.
Is that right?
Is that a fact?
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
strong.
Good.
It's like a little lobster in your mouth.
Stop. They're yummy.
They sure are.
My wife makes a crawfish mac and cheese. That is maybe my favorite thing ever.
I have to try that.
That's real, real good.
Sure. Anything on the children's menu with you two. You can't just have crawfish. You got to put it in mac and cheese with a big glass of chocolate milk next to it and a chocolate syrup sundae afterwards.
I mean,
sounds
you
like
can
a
make
perfect
a,
meal.
Right. Oh, agreed.
Grow up.
It's nope. Two great tastes that taste great together, though.
Right?
I like Kevin's answer to grow up, by the way.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Well, look who's in trouble now. The Jenner sisters. Yeah. It's a big hullabaloo.
Oh, not a hullabaloo.
Kendall and Kylie Jenner have put out a line of vintage t-shirts, which takes concert tees of folks like Tupac and Ozzy Osbourne and Notorious B.I.G. and The Doors and Pink Floyd and Metallica, and then they silkscreen their own images over them, like pictures of their Instagram pictures and stuff like that.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Because there are parody laws that protect certain usage of copyrighted material, but I'm not sure what the parody is.
These are repurposed vintage t-shirts. Then they silkscreen their image on top of it.
They're awful.
So it's them, but you can see behind them, like Ozzy Osbourne, for example. And it's up on their merch site, on their website.
And do people want that?
I don't know if they want them for $125 a pop.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now, apparently, the artists were not notified their images were being used on these shirts. So they'd buy old, used t-shirts and then just do this to them and put them on for $125 a pop on their website. Not everyone is happy. And you do not want Sharon Osbourne to be upset
No,
with you.
No, you don't.
We didn't know that firsthand.
That's their situation they're living with right now. Sharon Osbourne tweeted the link saying, "Girls, you haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons. Stick to what you know, lip gloss." She tweeted it. And so, Notorious B.I.G.'s mom, Mrs. Wallace, wrote, "I am not sure who told you that you had the right to do this. The disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me. I have no idea why they feel they can exploit the deaths of Tupac and my son Christopher to sell a t-shirt. This is disrespectful, disgusting, and exploitation at its worst."
All right, I have to ask, is this a intentional, crazy like a fox kind of marketing move just for the Jenners? Or do you think they really thought they'd get away with it and sell $125 t-shirts?
I think they thought they'd get away with it. They've issued a statement saying they apologize for any insensitivity, saying their t-shirts missed the mark completely. They were randomly selected, these shirts, and not well thought out.
Wow.
But it does not mention that they should be set on fire, though, right? We got to do that.
I mean, I don't think that.
Fire must cleanse us.
I don't
think fire must cleanse us. Fire must cleanse us.
I think that's a thing.
They have to burn. Come on. Bags? Desert, at least?
Some bags. Fire must cleanse us.
Thank you, sir. Someone who understands. Congratulations to Jennifer Lopez. Her competition dance show World of Dance has been picked up by NBC for a second season.
Have you watched it at all, Ralph? I know you're a fan of J-Lo. Any interest in this show?
I'm not a fan of strangers dancing.
Okay.
What about people that know each other?
I like people who know each other dancing. I like to watch my kid dance, for example. I'll dance with my
wife.
That's
different, sure.
But I want to watch just people just dancing.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, here's this guy. He's going to dance now. Not my kind of show.
All right.
But apparently I am wrong, because it had the biggest regular time slot premiere in all of 2017.
Is that right?
Wow.
That is shocking to me.
In the coveted 18 to 49-year-old age group, it was the number one premiering show in 2017, averaging 11 million viewers.
That's what? Huge numbers,
right?
These days.
11 million.
I have seen that So You Think You Can Dance. That's a pretty good show, but I didn't think we needed another one.
Well, here's the thing. You'd think that that scenario would be all filled up. You'd be all cluttered, right?
Right.
You'd think that the competition reality show field would be so full of other shows, dancing, singing, talent shows, that there would be no space in that landscape for another
totally.
Show.
Doesn't seem possible.
You'd think that you couldn't squeeze one more show in there, that everybody would be full, that there would be filled up with all those kind of shows, and they're not interested in watching one more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it turns out,
yeah,
because Jennifer Lopez is behind this one, there's always room for J-Lo.
Oh, man, the button didn't go.
Hold on. No.
All right, try again.
That is J-Lo interrupted, right?
Wow.
I got
that one was drawn out.
I just happened. I got blue J-Lo's now.
Wow. Say it one more time. I'm re-racked here.
You can't re-rack.
Let's try it anyway.
That thing either happens or it doesn't happen.
Right? Yeah, but now you're leaving everybody hanging.
Oh, no, you're leaving everybody hanging. I did my job.
That was a foul tip. You got to throw another pitch here. Come on.
Wait a minute. I foul tipped and I'm throwing the pitches?
No, I foul tipped, so you need to throw me another pitch.
It's a long setup, Bean.
It was a good
long
one.
I didn't do it on purpose. I hit the button and nothing happened. You know how computer mouses are sometimes.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here, because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Most of us.
Thank you, Watch Pants.
Yes.
Watch Pants.
Say it.
I already said it, okay? I said it.
Okay.
I mean, he did.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
Right?
Typical Friday last showbiz beat.
Right? Everything falls to hell.
Always goes wrong.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. That was on me and my equipment.
Yeah, we're aware. Yeah, we didn't think it was anyone else's fault.
I just want to make sure you understand that.
We understand.
All right. Yeah.
That's your bad.
I say there's always room for J-Lo. I expect a certain amount of response.
No, I agree.
I mean, you could have played it then.
There's always room for J-Lo is what I said there. There you go.
Right.
I really did lose all of its effectiveness.
Do you think?
Just 100%. Yeah.
Nothing left.
Right.
Just going to pack up my belongings at this point. Just going to pack these up.
Sneak out.
It's time to go bye-bye now. Well, bye. I need that over here, Chip. We're going to need that over here. Need the Great Powers booth from Tombstone. Just saying. Well, bye. That's how I'm leaving every show from now on. Today's celebrity birthdays: David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. Mike Tyson's 51. Monica Potter is 46. Lizzie Kaplan is 35 years old today. Olympic legend Michael Phelps is 32 years old. Singer Kay Flay is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today starting at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Half glass full.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Come on, man.
A wonderful show that entertains with pleasant music and announcements of great interest.
But don't bogart that joint.
Russia is like... I mean, they're really hot stuff.
Pass it around, asshole. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Now that we got the pleasantries out of the way,
just pass it on down.
All right, guys, let's end strong. What do you say? Let's power on out of here.
No! Stop it! Stop it! Don't.
I feel like, based on what you've told me about how you feel and where I'm at this moment, if I'm just keeping it absolutely 100, I feel like you should go home.
And that's enough said about that.
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Fire must cleanse us.
It smells funny in here.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.